To mark a new year and a new council, this year's mayor's levy also sought to highlight the town's connection to its indigenous roots. The 2023 Collingwood Mayor's Levy took place at Georgian Bay Hotel on Sunday afternoon, with 9 noteworthy volunteers added to the list of Order of Collingwood and Companion to the Order of Collingwood recipients. As part of the festivities, James Carpenter, a local Indigenous traditional healer, performed a greeting and traditional dance along with his family, asking attendees to also participate in a circle dance to celebrate the new year. Collingwood's poet laureate Gillian Morris also read a poem, called, Begin Anew. It has become a tradition in Collingwood to start every new year with such a gathering, said Mayor Yvonne Hamlin to start the festivities. We look forward to all of the initiatives that are on the horizon for this year, she said. Please know, my door is always open. Hamlin noted the Order of Collingwood, Companion to the Order Awards are meant to highlight exemplary volunteerism in Collingwood since they were first given out in 1983.2022 Order of Collingwood recipients Barbara and David Collins on the Collinsons moved to Collingwood in 2013. The couple joined the Collingwood Garden Club in 2014 and have worked to expand the membership. They have also assisted with collaborations between the club and other non-profits such as Collingwood Collegiate Institute, Pollinate Collingwood, Home Horizon and Breaking Down Barriers. The Collingwood Arboretum is the couple's major crowning achievement through the club, and both work diligently to maintain the landmark. Barbara noted her reaction to hearing about the award during her remarks. We were absolutely gobsmacked, she said. Mary Lou Dunn is on the board of directors for the Georgian Good Food Box and the Collingwood and District Historical Society. She also serves as a volunteer with All Saints Anglican Church as president of the Anglican Church Women's Group and serves on the cemetery committee. Through her work at the church, Dunn also helps to organize the church's food outreach and crochets prayer shawls for area nursing homes. During her remarks, Dunn congratulated all the recipients. Volunteering in Collingwood is absolutely amazing. We are fortunate to have so many good people in this community, she said. Katie Pereira Preble, when Preble's son Lincoln was stillborn in 2018, she funneled her energy and filled her days with fundraising for the Collingwood General and Marine Hospital. Called Links of Love, Preble raised the funds to purchase a cuddle cot for the hospital, which is a cooling bed that keeps stillborn babies preserved long enough for families to say their goodbyes. Since 2018, Links of Love has hosted many auctions and events, raising and donating more than $10,000 to the hospital's obstetrics unit. She has become a contact for families who have lost children, offering them resources, support and friendship. Preble also raises money for other community causes such as the Georgian Triangle Humane Society and My Friend's House. I have met some of the most amazing people along this journey, said Preble. The community has rallied behind me, I can't even put it into words. At the end of the day, I'm just a mom trying to make sure no one forgets her baby, she said. Sean Rennie has been a member of the Optimist Club of Collingwood and Southern Georgian Bay for 10 years, and has run the Canada Day Kids Bike Parade for the past 8 years. He was also part of the group that started the Georgian Bay Titans Rugby Club, and has volunteered as a coach since its inception, acting as president for the past 7 years. Rennie continues to coach rugby at Mountain View Elementary School and is a convener for the annual year-end rugby tournament with the Georgian Bay Titans. Rennie thanked his wife, 2 sons and father for their support. I couldn't be here without them and their support, said Rennie. I've met a lot of great people while volunteering, and I've learned a lot. Doug Smith volunteers at the Collingwood General and Marine Hospital in the Diagnostic Imaging Department. When not at the hospital, Smith also volunteers with the Collingwood Curling Club, where he served on the board of directors for 7 years, and as treasurer for 4 years. Smith is a volunteer with Hospice Georgian Triangle where he started the Curlers Without Ice team and assisted with the Hospice Hike and Bike event. People don't volunteer for rewards. They do it to give back, and because it's enjoyable, said Smith. 2023 Companion to the Order of Collingwood recipients Deborah Keep first received the Order of Collingwood in 2014. After moving to Collingwood in 2014, Keep started volunteering with the Collingwood Downtown BIA for the Elvis Festival. She grew her volunteer efforts over time, serving in board positions with My Friend's House, Theatre Collingwood, Georgian Triangle Humane Society, Elephant Thoughts and Home Horizon. It's such an honor for me to be recognized by Town Council for doing what I love to do, said Keep. Mark Redmond Redmond first received the Order of Collingwood in 2006. He taught science for 25 years at Collingwood Collegiate Institute, coached football and volleyball, and organized local and county-wide science fairs. Redmond's volunteer efforts focus primarily on food security, volunteering with the Georgian Good Food Box Program, Habitat for Humanity, United Way and E3 Community Services Inc. Overall, he has served on 11 various committees and boards in Collingwood since 2003. I am merely one face of many area residents who have made time to contribute their energy and skills to a variety of projects, said Redmond. It makes our town a special place. Barbara Ann Snade Snade first received the Order of Collingwood in 2010. She moved to Collingwood in 1976, and used her background in nutrition and food to start a free meal program through Trinity United Church. Over time and in response to a community need, Snade evolved the program to add a crockpot dinner training program, and helped to launch a food pantry program through the church. During COVID-19, the program was expanded to include a food box that could be accessed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Snade has also spent time volunteering with Girl Guides, Boy Scouts, Collingwood General and Marine Hospital and as part of the board for the Housing Resource Center. We've had lots of speeches, and I would say ditto to everyone, said Snade. What you give comes back to you in many ways.